the historic Detroit bankruptcy trial is in its third day. The opening salvos have been fired, and they've begun calling witnesses. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes is covering the trial. Daniel, as you put it in your column today, history is unspooling in Judge Stephen Rhodes' courtroom, but you're noting a distinct dearth of public interest?
Yeah, it's surprising. You go into the media overflow room, and there's like two people sitting there and a handful of reporters who are just madly tweeting and you know, very quick processing the information. But, you know, there were protesters the first day. There was none really to speak of the second day. And yet it's still very important what's going on here. And I think what was interesting about yesterday, and I think it will become more clear in the trial, is that the city and its bankruptcy team basically didn't do some of the blocking and tackling that some of the creditors say they should have done to reach the grand bargain. They didn't look at, are there alternative ways to raise revenue? They didn't look at, are there alternatives to what to do with the art? They basically said, you know, we didn't look at that stuff. So it's like from the get-go, they said, we're not going to do that. We're going to use the power of the bankruptcy to get this restructuring through and to protect certain things that we deem that needed to be protected, like pensioners and the DIA art.
As you listen to the lawyers representing the city of Detroit and then the two big holdout creditors, Fidjik and Syncora, what struck you as the best and the weakest arguments? Or I guess I'm asking, who made the best case?
Well, I have to tell you that when you sit back and look at it, you want to say that the city did its due diligence and came to the conclusions and that drove the decisions and the positions they took. And what Syncora basically and Fidjik are saying is they didn't even do the work. Basically, they're saying these guys are a bunch of lazy people that had a preconceived goal in mind and didn't even do the basic blocking and tackling analysis to get to the conclusions that they drew. And I think their argument then is that they didn't really do anything in good faith. Now, I think the counter from the city is, well, we don't have to, because you, as a creditor, can't force us to liquidate any assets.
And what about questions and reactions from Judge Rhodes? What did you pick up there?
Well, he, at one point, to the lawyer representing Syncora, asked him, you know, how much does your client need to settle? Now, they were going to get 10 cents on the dollar, and he wouldn't answer, and the judges kept saying, just give me a number. And he finally gave him a number that was actually higher than the retirees are getting, which I think was the point. It was a safe bet, and he said 75 cents. The other thing the judge said I thought was interesting was he said, you've made some very strong arguments here. And essentially what they did was they used statements of city officials, Kevin Orr, Ken Buckfire, their chief investment banker, some of their tax analysts from Ernst & Young, to basically impeach them, in a sense, and say, here are their own people saying, we didn't do these things. We didn't look at other ways to raise money off the art. We didn't even do an analysis as to whether we could raise taxes in some ways without reducing the revenue, because in a lot of cases when the tax rates go up, the tax revenue goes down. And that's been their argument, but they never actually did an analysis to back up their contention that if we raise taxes, revenue will go down. And so I think what they're saying is, you didn't even do the analysis. You just bought this, what's essentially a political argument, without doing the economic analysis to back it up. And so I think when you sit there and listen to it, you kind of say, I wonder if they're going to be on a little bit shaky ground here. If the judge isn't going to say, look, you guys have got to be able to support this. You can't just make a statement and make what amounts to a political argument and a political decision. And that's kind of the way it looked yesterday. Now, we've got a long way to go here, and we're just getting into expert witnesses. I think the city's going to start calling a few today, and we're going to hear from a lot of people. And I think most folks their eyes are going to glaze over as we go forward with some of this stuff, because I don't know how much of it's going to be new.
Yeah, and also for a layperson to try to digest some really heavy financial and legal stuff, it's a little hard to cut through a lot of this.
Well, it really is. And the other thing, too, is in this day and age of online streaming and everything, you can't online stream this. I mean, you can't sit in your house and have it on your iPad or on your laptop. You got to go down there. You got to give up your cell phone and leave it somewhere else, go through security. security go in there and sit in a room, this vast room, in the dark and watch it on the screen. And that's about, or go sit in the courtroom. So as a general rule, it's not easy to follow this stuff anyway. And a lot of the arguments, I think, are awfully recycled. I mean, you had two lawyers, one from Sincora, one from Fijik, and they basically were recycling each other's arguments.
Well, it'll be a long haul as we go through at least the next 7 weeks or so following this, but glad to get your expertise. Detroit News business columnist Daniel Howes. Thanks, Daniel.
Thank you.